hold on. There's all different assets. Including a sudden. That you, who is, were you obligated to do this with? So the finish is here. That we learned Aleph is, it doesn't matter whether you like the guy or hate the guy. You still have the same chiyuv. We're going to see it's even worse than that. Even if you hate the guy, now there are two types of hatred, as we said. One that's justified hatred and one that's unjustified hatred. I would suggest to you people that almost everybody you guys hate is unjustified. It's almost very rare. Usually when you hate him because you have to halachically hate him, it's very rare that that's what's really going on. Most people hate for unjustifiable reasons. But we're going to say, and what is a justifiable reason that we said? That the guy does an avera that is before some in the Torah. One of the famous averas. That guy, you're allowed to hate him. It's a mitzvah to hate his action, whatever that means. You can hate him, but you still have to do chesed with him. Why? He's doing a favor before some avera, because he still believes in the 13 principles of faith. Okay, the Rambam. If he still holds he still believes that Hashem is one. This and he just has problems. He does a lot of gilui arayos. Can't control himself. Likes to be with a married woman. Okay, fine. The problem happens. However, he's still Jewish, and if he asks you for a loan, you have a mitzvah to give him the loan just as much as any other Jew, even though you are allowed to hate him for what he does, but you can't, he's not out of the category of amicha. He's still in the category, okay? Only if he breaks one of the 13 principles, doesn't believe that Mashiach's coming, doesn't believe, etc. We'll have a shir on that also. All of these issues, then he's out of the category of Amcha, and once he's out of the category of Amcha, the mitzvah, you have no obligation to do positive mitzvahs with him, okay? Unless it's a Tinuch Nishma that we talked about last week. Fine. Now we're going to see a big finish, okay? We just went over Bayes. Even if the guy does one of the Mefursa Averas and the Torah, he eats pig sandwiches all day, but he believes in Hashem. He just can't control his taivas. He can't help himself. Married women, pigs, all these things, all the same. Okay? You still have a mitzvah to take care of it. Next, Gimel. Ach yesh chiluk b'neihem. There is a distinction between the guy you hate justifiably. The guy who does the before some avera versus the guy that you hate because he didn't do you a favor or you don't like him, he was mean to you, whatever it is. Those, they're two different. There is a chiluk now that's coming. And this is going to be, for some people, a chiddush. V'hu, d'lemishu sone shelo kedin, a guy that you hate. Lo Kedin, yesterday, the Lo Kedin that we discussed was Badush, not wanting to lend Bezalel his what? His axe. He didn't want to lend him his axe, and now Bezalel is furious at Avram. He's very upset. And then the next day, Avram comes and says, Bezalel, can I borrow yours? Mine's a little rusty. So he has to do it. If he doesn't do it, he has Nakama, Natir. We discussed that yesterday. However, we're seeing a chiddush over here. In this damen shason ha'hu, sorry, le'ezet tova. Now we have Avram Badush comes to Bezalel, and Bezalel hates him. Look at it. Not justifiable. And then Bezalel's best friend, Natan Podyankin, comes over to him and asks him for the same axe at the same time, a new case. Okay? So now Bezalel has his best friend that he loves, who needs the axe, and his enemy Badush, that he hates for a bad reason. And they both ask him for the axe simultaneously, and Bezalel has one axe to grind. So what does he have to do? What's the halacha? He must give it not to Natan Potiyamkin, his best friend, but he's got to give it to the guy he hates. Shelo Kedin, you got to give it to Badush. His best friend needs it. His beloved friend also needs the axe. He can't do both. Mitzvah besono. The mitzvah is with his enemy. Why? In order to break his midos, all right, to break his yetzer hara, and to teach him to do the mitzvahs the right way. Does everybody understand? This is the famous, this is upsetting, surprising to you. Yes, I thought so. This is it. This is the real thing. Now we're getting into Musar land. The guy that you hate, the one who's just rejected you yesterday, and you're furious at him, he hurt your feelings, he embarrassed you publicly, whatever you want to say, okay, is the reason that you hate Badush. And you have your best friend, Potyamkin. He does everything for you all the time. He's Mr. Helper. He's your best friend. Whenever you need somebody, he's there. And Badush is never there. Ever. Adarabha. He humiliates you. He yells at you. He makes fun of you. He tells you, I don't want to learn with you. Whatever it is, I'm dumping you as a chavrusa. And now you're all alone without a chavrusa. And then Badush comes. You got to give it to Badush in order to break your yetzer hara. Yes, Rabbi Michael, we're going to go into this a little more in-depthly.
If there's two friends in all, there's no sonnet, but the one you have a price at all, he did something over for you. But he would get that.
No, for sure. We're now talking only when there's an enemy. We're going to get to all the laws of priority next in the next chapter. We hit the priority. Who gets din kadima over who? This is a fundamental dora on a doraisa level now. He has to give it to Badush, the guy he hates, because it's unjustifiable. Just because he doesn't like you, Bitzalo, just because he's doesn't ever save you a seat in the lunchroom, just because he takes away your chair before you come, whatever it is. He doesn't like your woodworking, makes fun of the woodworking that you do. It doesn't matter. Adarabha, because of this negative feeling inside you, you have now birthed a chiyuv d'oraisa, that because of that anger towards him, that hatred, you got to give it to him and not the other guy that you love. Yes, Abba, maybe, are you sure it's not going to be answered? Go ahead.
It's a thing that there's a mix of both with Rubadush and Smetan.
There is, but I only got one axe to grind.
And I've got more, and I've got more of a chiyuv with him, but it's the same, it's only a chiyuv with him.
No, the chiyuv goes, he gets the priority. That's halacha. You did the mitzvah with your best friend. You did a mitzvah, but you also did the mitzvah in a bidyeved way. And you also may be over in the kama, taking vengeance against Badush, or having Mitira holding the grudge against him. It's in your heart. The anger and the isser is there towards the guy that you hate. You didn't do nice things to me, so I can hate him. That's the human brain. There's no question that everybody feels as though if you, the way we're made, if you don't do nice things for me, I hate you. If I ask you and I made myself vulnerable to you and you rejected me, I hate you. And you're not allowed to. That's not Torah. That is the way Hashem made the brain. How do we overcome that? Says the Gemara. This is the Gemara of Mitzvah, by the way. Lama Beis and Beis. This mitzvah, what is this mitzvah all about that you have to give to your enemy first before yourself? That's because that's to try to counter the senseless hatred that you have. That's what it is. That's the mitzvah. So here's the musar in the halacha, big time, on the doraisa level. Yes, Nachman.
This is only something you hate adequately
today? Right. There is a machlok. You're right. This is the person you hate unjustifiably. This is the chiluk between them. The Chafetz Chaim is paskening now. But if the reason that you hate the guy is because of a justifiable reason, he's uriahs, he likes to have pig sandwiches, he can't control his taivas, he knows it's wrong. In that case, you have a mitzvah to hate him. That's clear. You're not doing an aver to hate him. And if he comes to you for a loan, you've got to give it to him. You've got to give him a loan. He's just like every other Jew. He's just a pig eater. Nothing we can do but let him give him the loan or do the chesed for him. However, if he's up against Natan Potiamkin, who's your best friend, now you can give it to Potiamkin. Why, says the Chafetz Chaim? Because the idea of having to attack your Yetzer Hara and to break yourself to not hate him. It's not relevant. You're supposed to hate him. So what's the idea of hoping your Yetzer Hara that you're hating a guy by giving to him when this your best friend is there? You're, that doesn't apply, says the Chafetz Chaim. However, you should know that in the Netiva Chesed, he brings poskim that hold that even if Badush is not unjustifiable, but even if he's justifiable, the guy's mom is doing bad things, still, you have to hate him and give to him. I'm trying to poskim's against it and brings rise. I don't want to go through the whole lumbus, but his halacha is only if it's unjustifiable hatred. Unjustifiable is he didn't do me a favor. He's not nice to me, right? Only time you're allowed to hate the guy is when he does a real affair, or we said if he does an active negative. He does something to hurt him financially, emotionally, punching him, etc. Then you're allowed to hate him, potentially, according to some Rishon. He said this all yesterday. Okay? Yes. That's true. Yes.
So, it's an isfet to hate somebody who's a mumar that's an avon?
Yeah. If it's a before some affair.
If it's before some.
If it's a before some affair. That's right. If they hate the guy. For that, you're going to mechalik. He's still a Jew. The guy has addiction, internet addiction. Okay? He's doing, everybody knows it's usher to go and watch the pornography on the email, on the whatever it is. Okay? Everybody knows it. Nobody's unclear about that. And you keep catching him doing it. You still have to do it with loans. You can't hate the guy. You can't do it. He's definitely, you got to hate him. You have to hate that behavior, but he's not out of the category of Klal Yisrael. Maybe that's better than the married woman analysis. Gili Arias will call it internet problems. Okay? The Tino Shanishma, who thinks it's okay, that's another story. But here we're talking about people that are in yeshiva. Okay, you're Potiamkin and Badush, they're here. They're not Tino, they're not Nishba. They're fine. Everybody knows in the Jewish world that you cannot watch internet pornography. I don't think that's a question. If that's in question, then everything's in question. Okay? So if that in that case, who asked me? Nadia Yeshua. You have to do chesed for him. You cannot say, I'm not doing chesed for this guy. You can hate him for what he's doing. But you have to do the chesed. And the truth is, maybe if it's an addiction, it's a little bit different. Maybe you don't even know how to hate him. It's like an illness. I'm sure. Okay, but let's say he's just not an addiction guy. He's just playing. He likes to have fun. Likes to watch all these movies. That guy is doing an affair that's before some. Leo Rias. He's doing it, so you have to hate him. That's it.
Before some means it's well known. Before some means like.
Well known.
Yes, now push up.
No. That's Mefarhesia. Mefarhesia means in public, he'll do the affair. That's regarding Hill Shabbos. That's another discussion. We're talking about an affair that's before some. Gili Arias, everybody knows. That's the example that he brings. Okay? Yes?
In Chometz Chaim, I think there is a chapter where we talk a bit about our forces and how to define it, because in our time, the Yetzer Hara is showing it. In this channel full of misinformation.
I talked about this yesterday. When did I talk about this? The Chafetz Chaim versus the Chazon Ish and that whole machlokes. I did this. Did it already. Look up 2 days ago, whenever I gave that shiur. I went through the different categories of people, and in our days, do we really have someone who's apikoros versus the Chafetz Chaim? We did this. It's on the thing. We find it. Okay? I did this properly. Let's continue. So now that's the case here. So in that case, the chiddush is you have to give it to the guy you don't like and not your best friend if you have a choice. Are we going to ask a question? It's over? You forgot it? You want to ask it? Let's go ahead. That's Rabbi Michael's question. Yeah, I asked that. We're going to deal with that later. Okay? We're going to deal with that later. That's it. We're talking here about enemy versus beloved. That's it. Let's not talk about a different case. Then we're going to get to it. Okay? Next. So now. This is big now. His question that the Chafetz Chaim has. Now we're learning this mitzvah, this idea that you have to give to your enemy. I'm calling enemy unjustifiable from now on. Okay? A guy that just didn't do you nice things. He doesn't do nice things to you, and you're hurt by him. Okay? That guy gets priority. And we learned it from the mitzvah of Priga and Te'ina. This is also in the Baba Metzia Lamed Beis. And the case is talking about where you have your best friend's ox or donkey. Donkey is got a load on it, and it has to be taken off, right? And that is a mitzvah of unloading the donkey. And then you have another mitzvah of helping your friend load the donkey. Two mitzvahs. Now, one of them has with it Tsar Balei Chaim, okay? The animal is with the load on his back. He's suffering. He's having a hard time. You see the animal's legs are wobbling. He needs help. He's in pain, that animal. And so you have a mitzvah that comes first. That mitzvah comes first before loading up an animal, because you also have, in addition, the principle of, besides the chesed of helping the person, you have to worry about the donkey's pain. Tsar Balei Chaim. So he comes first. Unloading comes first. Now, if you have your best friend whose donkey is wobbling and the load is on his back, so he gets the priority, right, over another animal that needs to be loaded up because you have the extra Tsar Balei Chaim. Well, so if it's two guys, two best friends, you have Bezalel has Mayor Pinsky, who's got an animal that's full, a load on his back, and it's wobbling. And he likes both of these. And the Yamkin needs to be loaded up. Bezalel must help the guy who has Tsar Balei Chaim and unload the animal first. That gets priority. But what happens if his best friend, Bezalel's animal, has the load on his back? And his enemy has to be loaded up. So now you've got the enemy on one side, the lokadin enemy on one side, that just needs a mitzvah of chesed to load up the animal, versus on the other side, you have your best friend and Tsar Balei Chaim. Who wins? Says the Gemara, you go for the enemy, let the animal suffer, but you have to break your yetzer hara and your bad midos, and help your enemy load up, even though your best friend has Tsar Balei Chaim, he loses. That's the Gemara Baba Metzia. Okay? So now that's where he learned out that your enemy gets priority in the mitzvah. He's priority even against Tsar Balei Chaim, he's going to win. So now, did everybody understand what I just said at that point here? So now the question the Chafetz Chaim has is as follows. Now you have Bezalel having an axe, one axe, and his brother needs the axe. His brother, or a poor person, an ani, versus Badush, the enemy. Now does breaking Bezalel's Yetzer Hara override? Does it override even Bezalel giving to his brother? You have a mitzvah, there's a priority, a mitzvah in the Torah to give your flesh and blood first. You have to. Your sister, your mother. Well, maybe keep it up, maybe it's different. Let's leave that out. Or an ani, a poor person needs this axe. He's got to go make a living. The Chafetz Chaim is not sure whether or not Badush gets it, because yesterday, remember, stinky Badush yesterday. Bezalel asked Badush for the axe. Badush said, no, I wouldn't lend it to you if you're the last person in the world. I wouldn't lend it to you. He slammed the door on Bezalel. And now it's that same Badush up against not Natan, but Dr. Levine, your father. I'm worried about Kibbut Abayim. He talks about Krovo. So it should be his father. And the answer is, who gets the axe? Sarfi, not sure. You can't machriya the Chafetz Chaim, which is shocking. If you think about this, it's my family, my cousin, my brother. He needs the axe, and I have to give it to Badush. on a Doraisa level, and he's not sure what to do here? Or an Ani? It's not, but Badush is the rich guy. He's a rich guy. You go buy an axe. He needs one. Versus a poor guy who has no money and needs this axe. And Chafetz Chaim is not sure. Why? Because Bezalel has unjustifiable hatred against Badush. That right there is right here. No one will know what's going on besides you and Hashem. You just tell Badush, I'm sorry, I'd love to help you. Look at South Africa. How's it? And you hate him inside, and nobody knows what's going on. He said, I really would love to, but I can't. Close the door, and boom, Isidoraisa, boom, Nakama, Mitira. You didn't do the mitzvah the right way to give the axe to the right person. Look at what's going on in that moment. That every single person in the world, unless he's nuts, would never think that that's the right thing to do. No one. And here you're seeing an example that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you this is the right thing to do. There's nothing more opposite of our common sense than these types of laws. We're going to see a lot of them. Okay, but everybody loves to give and this and Pesed and Tzedakah and charity. That's something that's also worldwide. This law here is something that this is not some Rabbi Sol Salanter chumrah or him crying with the people, and it's not tzaddikim. This is not for the big tzaddikim. This is for everybody. Every bar mitzvah boy has to be holding in this level. Doraisa. No chumras, no musr. Think about that. Think about how to do this and how we have to really understand. One thing that we can discuss in musr here is the what I believe, and everybody knows this is functioning. I believe the number one way to get rid of this anger, we talked yesterday about the Sefer Chinuch and thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu and Badush is just a stick, it's really Hashem doing this and I should start working on myself. Of course that's true. But if you ask me really, in addition to that, go talk to Badush. Tell him. You heard me. Tell him what's going on. Go talk to him and say, listen, I asked you for a thing. It's very hard for me to understand why you didn't give it to me and why you laughed at me when I asked you for it. And I don't understand how you came to me then. Whatever the situation is, go and talk. Talk, communicate. That will release so much garbage that's inside of you when you just talk about it, okay? Exposing the issue, talking about it openly creates a bond, creates some connection and releases the senseless hatred that's in our heart. And by the way, we're gonna see soon that there's an extra Isser Doraisa when you hate the guy and don't tell him. That you have it in your heart, letting it out. You're also removing another Doraisa by telling it. Once it's in your heart, the hatred, and he doesn't know about it, it's worse than if you tell him, listen, Badush, I hate you. It's very hard for me not to hate you right now. He's from New York, he can handle it. He can handle it. But it's definitely the right way to behave. This is not optional. If you want to really mekayim the Torah and change, these types of halachas will catapult you to a whole new way of living. People don't live like this. No one is thinking in these terms. This is a mitzvah to break my yetzer hara. Break my yetzer hara that I hated Badush senselessly. Why? Because he slammed the door in my face when I asked him for an axe. You realize that does not compute. In normal humans, that statement doesn't. It only comes from amelus and realizing this is what Hashem wants. Hashem made up all these emotions. He made up hatred. He made up happiness. He made love. All these things are emotions that Hashem made up. That's it. And Hashem is telling you that you can control it. You can do this. And it's an incredible, as Rabbi Greenaway said, one of the most powerful things in the world. He was waiting one day to hear. Rabbi Krieger remembers. Rabbi Green said, I'm waiting to find some Rambam somewhere that says we can fly. give me some place that one of the poskim that says we can fly. There's a mitzvah to fly. Why? Because once there's a mitzvah to fly, he always wanted to fly physically himself. That if there's a mitzvah to do it, it must be that I can. I can. If there's a mitzvah out there that I can jump off a building and fly, it must be I can do it, according to somebody. We're going to find that guy. He says, it's not going to happen. And he says, that's a different way to look at the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah says you can be pure, you can be holy, you can be good, you can be kind, you cannot hate. If there's chiyuvim to do that, that means I can do it. I can be that guy. That's the way he used to always discuss it. And I'm telling you, we can do this. And once you do, and let go of all this anger and filth and grotesque stuff, all of a sudden, Hashem opens up. The world opens up. And all of a sudden, acts is delivered to your door all the time. Kadosh Father, everybody's going to be delivering axes to you when you start living this way. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. Hashem should bless us. We're going to continue. This is not easy. I know this is not easy, but there are obligations. Allah. Good day.